Okay, I'm here now dictating a clean note on Jerry Fountain, J-E-R-R-Y, last name, F-O-U-N-T-I, excuse me, F-O-U-N-T-A-I-N, birthday 10-31-61, dictation 131-26. You can hear for refills, asking for refill of Eliquis. States he had angioplasty with dilation of right femoral artery, apparently, a few weeks ago, placed on Eliquis here for refills. Without, they had follow up with the vascular surgeon, follow up with the cardiologist in a few weeks. Has history of also with a bypass to left lower extremities with the hissons of the incision, seen here with the secondary staph infection, referred back to surgeon for treatment and wound care. And we check the history, non-contributory, physical exam, no appearance, no acute distress, had additional stubbies and long limbs. Next, simple without masses, as long as clear auscultation percussion, heart rhythm without murmurs or gallop. Back scan, extremities, and neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Patient has a long history of nicotine addiction, smoking one pack per day. After recent vascular evaluations, states he was able to stop for about a day after New Year's, but resumed smoking, back to 20 cigarettes a day now. Doesn't know how he can quit. Found diagnosis, nicotine dependency, advanced arteriosclerotic pseudovascular disease involving lower extremities, with stent, left lower extremity, and recent angioplasty to right femoral artery. Patients follow up with his vascular surgeon in 2 to 4 weeks to refill medications. All appears needed for routine medications. Since doesn't have a PCP at this time, again, strongly encouraged to quit smoking, explains the risk with granddaughter present. Patient to try again to decrease cigarettes and dependence, realizing it's going to be kind of hard and take some time, but that he's very capable of doing it with help from support groups as well as prayers. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.